Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to create harmony with the dressage horse. So harmony is a term that is frequently used within the sport of dressage. It's an elusive quality that is difficult to achieve, and it's often misunderstood. So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss what harmony means within dressage, how it impacts your dressage scores, and we're going to share a few tips to help you create harmony with your own horse. So first up, let's answer the question of what is harmony in dressage? Well, harmony is defined as the horse and rider working together as one in happy cooperation. It's built upon mutual trust and clear communication. Now, the horse displays harmony by remaining relaxed, supple, and willing, presenting the picture of a happy athlete. Now, when it's achieved correctly, the outcome is that both the horse and rider enjoy the ridden work. Now, on top of that, let's talk about what harmony is not, because many riders confuse harmony with simply being a passenger on the horse. Now, although you don't want to antagonize the horse or create any tension, you must still have a positive influence over the horse's way of going. So your aids must still be effective and the horse should still be attentive and responsive, so he shouldn't be half asleep. And lastly, harmony is not achieved by bullying, forcing or frightening a horse into submission. Harmony is about creating a willing partnership, not a subservient slave. Okay, so now let's talk about how is harmony judged. So, during a dressage test, the judge is looking for a relaxed horse and rider. Both parties must be free from any signs of tension, and the horse must be obedient, supple, confident, and responsive. Now, everything in dressage is interlinked, and therefore, harmony is very influential over many aspects of the dressage performance. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a look at how harmony affects the collective marks that you are awarded during a dressage test. So the first collective mark that we're going to talk about is the paces. So if the partnership is not harmonious, the horse will most likely be tense and the paces will lack suppleness, freedom, and elasticity. Now, in extreme cases, the rhythm might even be corrupted and irregular, and this can result in a very poor mark. So that is how harmony goes about affecting the paces. Now let's take a look at the next collective mark, which is for impulsion. Now, impulsion refers to the controlled and propulsive energy that is generated from the horse's hindquarters. Now, if harmony is not achieved, then the correct impulsion, so where the horse is pushing himself both upwards and forwards from his hind legs in a balanced manner, that will not be possible. Because if the horse is not relaxed, he will be tight and hollow through his back and he will lack suppleness. And that leaves the horse's hocks trailing and he will lack the engagement and the balance needed for correct impulsion. Now also, without harmony, the rider will be unable to use the half-halt to contain any of the energy that is created. So you can see that a lack of harmony will affect your collective mark on impulsion. But now let's move on to the third collective, and that is for submission. Now the word harmony actually appears in the definition of submission in the collective marks. But within dressage, submission does not mean forcing the horse to be subservient, but instead about cultivating a confident and willing partnership. So we want the horse to be responsive to the lightest of aids and to work with the rider to show the correct bend, the correct positioning for movements, and to show full acceptance of the leg, seat, and rein aids. And that can only be achieved when the horse and rider are working in harmony. Now, the last collective mark that we're going to talk about is for the rider. Now, remember that the horse is only half of the partnership. And although the horse may display a willingness to work and he may be ready to respond to the rider's aids, that's no good if the rider is ineffective or if the rider is unable to give the correct aids. So although the rider might sit beautifully, they cannot create a true partnership with the horse if they are unable to communicate with the horse and have a positive influence over the horse's way of going. Now, on the flip side, the rider can also destroy an otherwise harmonious partnership by themselves becoming tense and nervous. Now, in these instances, the rider will be tight throughout their body and unable to follow the horse's movement and give clear aids. And that tension will transmit to the horse through the rider's reins, seat, and legs. That in turn makes the horse tense and destroys harmony. So as you can see, harmony is not just about the horse. The rider is involved as well, and this is how it will affect your collective marks. But now that we know how harmony is judged and how it transpires into scores on your dressage sheet, now let's talk about how to go about creating harmony. So we're going to give you 4 tips to help you create a harmonious partnership with your horse. So the first tip, tip number 1, is to always maintain relaxation. Now, relaxation is a crucial quality within dressage, and you cannot perform any movement to a high standard if your horse is not first relaxed. Now, by keeping your horse relaxed and calm throughout his work, you can maintain his suppleness and his permeability of the aids. Now, permeability of the aids means that the aids are passing through the horse and he is responding with his whole body willingly. So there are no blockages and no tension. It's fluid. Now, on the flip side, because the horse is a prey animal, if he becomes tense and nervous, he will lose confidence and his attention can turn outward to his environment. And this makes him less attentive to the rider's aids and causes him to stiffen through his whole body, and therefore can affect the harmony between the horse and rider. So your first step to creating harmony is to always maintain the relaxation. But now let's move on to tip 2. And this is balance. Now, balance is very important to the horse. And this is because in his wild state, if the horse falls over, he could become lunch to a predator. Now, because of this, the horse will always be trying to balance himself under the weight of his rider. And this is what allows us to create a harmonious partnership. Now, in essence, the horse will enjoy the feeling of being in perfect harmony. And when that feeling isn't harmonious and isn't balanced, then the horse will try to find the feeling. So by you being a balanced rider and preparing your horse diligently for transitions and school movements, you can help to keep your horse balanced and therefore help him to stay relaxed, confident, and in a harmonious state. So now let's move on to tip 3. And this is ensuring that your aids are clear and consistent. So you and your horse need to work together as one. And in order for that to happen, you must be able to communicate with your horse clearly. And this is the foundation for any good partnership. If your horse doesn't know what you want him to do, or he doesn't understand the aids that you are giving him, then he will be unable to answer your questions. Now, when the communication channel between you two is not clear, then the horse can become confused and tense, and he will be unable to form a harmonious partnership with his rider. So always make sure that your aids are clear and consistent. Now finally, tip number four, and this is to make sure that you are introducing movements and exercises in a systematic and logical manner. So when you are schooling your horse at home, make sure that you're only asking your horse to perform movements that are appropriate for his level of training, and that the quality of work you require from him is within his capabilities. Now, if you introduce work to your horse in a systematic and logical way, with one exercise building upon the next, then your horse will remain balanced, he will stay comfortable, happy, and confident in his work, therefore promoting harmony between the two of you. So to wrap this episode up, harmony between the dressage horse and rider is crucial for high marks and a flawless performance in the test arena. Now, in order to go about creating harmony, you need to keep your horse relaxed and balanced, keep your aids clear and consistent, and only ask your horse to do work that is within his current level of training. So you need to introduce new movements in a systematic and logical manner so as to keep your horse confident and comfortable. Now, if you stay within those parameters, you're likely to create a happy, cooperative partnership with your horse. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.